This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Daled. We learned in Mishnah Aleph, according to the halachically accepted opinion of the Tanakhama, the general rule is that when it comes to wooden, leather, or bone utensils, that to develop a hole in the question of how large must the hole be for us to say that, okay, this is no longer a functional utensil, and so it's not halachically, it's no longer susceptible to tumah. The Tanakhama said, Shiurim Berimonim. That once the hole is large enough that even a pomegranate would escape the container, at that point the utensil would no longer have the status of a halacha kli, and therefore it would not be susceptible to tumah. On the surface, this simply means that the utensil is no longer a halacha kli once there's a hole in it that's equal to the size of a pomegranate. But our Mishnah explains it's not exactly what it means. The Mishnah says, Harimonim Sha'amru. The pomegranates that the Chachamim spoke of when they taught this halacha, but the minimum size hole that strips the utensil of its halacha kli status, refers to shlosha achuzin zebezeh. The test is, if you have at least three pomegranates pressed against each other, if in that situation the hole is large enough that one of the pomegranates would fall out of the container, at that point the container is not considered a halacha kli. So in other words, we don't test it out by seeing whether a pomegranate fits through the hole, you know, by itself. Rather, we have to simulate the real-life situation of somebody attempting to use the container to hold pomegranates. That is, you know, typically there'll be a bunch of pomegranates in there, such that any given pomegranate will not as easily fall out of a hole in the container as it's sandwiched between, you know, pressed by the surrounding pomegranates. In practice, the hole is going to have to be somewhat larger than the size of the pomegranate itself for the pomegranate to give way and fall through the hole. So that's how to do the test. That's how to determine whether the hole in the utensil in question has lost its halachic status of a kli and is therefore no longer susceptible to tumah. The Mishnah brings another Tana who makes a similar point. That is Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. He said, "Benafo b'kvara." In the case of a sifter or a sieve, the halacha is that it loses its halacha kli status with a hole that's slightly smaller than the size of a pomegranate. That is, if the hole is large enough so that the pomegranate would slip out, k'desha yitol v'halich, as one is walking with the three pomegranates in the sifter or the sieve. And the rationale is similar to the point made previously, and that is that we have to think about how the specific utensil is actually used in the real world. We're assuming that even though there's a hole, the owner wants to keep it, he'll use it for whatever he could, and so he'll use it to sift his pomegranates, meaning you'll put the pomegranates in there and shake the sifter of the sieve to let the refuse drop through the hole, but for the container, of course, to hold back the pomegranates. So we have to take that into account, that he's going to be sifting, shaking the utensil, which, of course, makes it more probable that a pomegranate will slip through the hole. And so the point is, even if the hole is not large enough for a pomegranate to slip out when it's just sitting there, if it is large enough for the pomegranate to slip out when it's being moved, we test that by walking with it, then the utensil will be disqualified as a halacha kli on the basis of that hole, and it will therefore no longer be susceptible to tumah. He adds ubekupa. And in the case of a basket, the halacha is that it is disqualified as a halacha kli if the hole is large enough that a pomegranate would slip out, k'dei she'yavshe l'chorav. He slings the basket over his shoulder. That was the normal way to handle a basket. So that's how we do the test for a basket. If you put the pomegranates in, and when slipping that over the shoulder, a pomegranate will slip out, then it cannot be considered a halacha kli, and therefore it would not be susceptible to tumah. The mission continues and says, regarding ushar kol hakelim she'einin yecholim lekabel rimonim, as far as smaller wooden utensils that are too small to hold pomegranate, so that obviously we cannot work with the pomegranate litmus test. Doesn't make sense. It only makes sense to use the pomegranate test if the utensil can actually be used to hold pomegranates. So what about smaller utensils that can't be used to hold pomegranates? Kigon harova, such as the quarter kav measuring utensil, or v'chatzi harova, or half a quarter kav measuring utensil, Rakanonim, Akitanim, or small sifters. So the question is, what size hole disqualifies these as halachic kelim? First opinion rules, Shiurun Beruban. The answer is that if the hole in question comprises more than half of the wall or bottom of the utensil, wherever the hole is, then it loses its status of a functioning halachic utensil, and at that point is not susceptible to tumah. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Shimon Omer b'zeisim. Rabbi Shimon said that a different rule applies to these smaller containers. That is, first of all, if the hole develops in the bottom of the utensil, then if the hole is large enough to allow an aleph to escape, then the utensil is not considered a halachic kli. And likewise, if nifritzu, if a breach opened the wall of the utensil near the bottom, shirim b'zeisim, we apply the same rule, that if the hole is large enough that it would allow an aleph to escape, then it's no longer considered a functional kli, and therefore it is no longer susceptible to tumah. However, Rabbi Shimon says, nigmamu, if there is a breach along the wall of the utensil, nowhere near the bottom, then shirim b'mashahein. It's much less likely that a breach there will disqualify the utensil as a halacha kli. As long as there is some height left of the wall of the kli, that the utensil could hold something, any amount, we would continue to regard that utensil as a halacha kli that is susceptible to tumah. So in other words, Rabbi Shimon says that in practice, there has to be some amount of a breach in the bottom itself. Like the previous case where there was a breach near the bottom means, you know, part of the bottom did break open. And so once again, if the breach is literally at or includes a part of the bottom, then we have the rule of Zesim. It's large enough for olives to escape, then it is no longer a halacha kli, but we're much more likely to completely ignore a hole that's found closer to the top of the kli, because you can use whatever's left of the height of the walls to contain things. And the Rabbi Bar Tanura rules in accordance with Rabbi Shimon.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.